We are joined now by Storm Team 15 meteorologist Adam Olivier. It has been quite a long day, and I guess our day has just begun, hasn't it?
Yes, it really has. We're starting to see the full effects of Laura with tornado warnings, heavy rain, and even storm surge already pushing along the coast.
Now, we know we're going to have an update, an official update track and all that sort of stuff after 4, but you said you've got an intermediate update. What have we learned?
Yeah, so the Hurricane Center has actually put out an intermediate advisory in between the usual advisories that come out. And the reason they did this, and I'm just going to read the wording here because I think this kind of sums it up. You know, we went on at 1 o'clock with a very dire warning from them, calling this unsurvivable storm surge. And they carry that thinking along with the 3 p.m. update. Catastrophic storm surge, extreme winds, and flash flooding expected along the northwestern Gulf Coast this evening. Water levels rising along the coast of southeast Texas and Louisiana. Water levels are beginning to rise along the coast of Texas. A National Ocean Service water level station at Sabine Pass, Texas, recently reported about 2.3 feet of inundation above ground level. And that already tells you the storm's not even close to land, and we're already seeing those effects. I've also seen reports of people, storm chasers, driving along highways, what is it down there, 87, I think, and 26, or do I have, I think I have it backwards there maybe, but those highways that run right through Cameron and Creole, and they're already getting stuck. They're already having to call 911 to come rescue them because they decided they were going to go drive down there.
So as we find this out, and of course we'll get new information coming up, do you expect that it can get stronger before landfall?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the other reasons that they put out this advisory, the pressure of Laura has dropped to 948 millibars, and it continues to drop. So that tells us we're really seeing this storm continuing to strengthen. And, you know, for everybody that is sitting there going, well, this isn't like, you know, we've been through Rita, this isn't that bad. I've heard that all day long from people. This is a lot different from Rita. Rita was a weakening storm moving close to land, what storms typically do when they get close to land. This is a strengthening storm getting close to land. It is going to continue strengthening up until landfall, and that is immeasurable. You know, you can't really tell or say what it's going to be like at the time of landfall. The closest thing to this that I could give you an example of would be in 2018 with Hurricane Michael.
Which was devastating to the Panama City, Florida area, which is still trying to figure out how to rebuild after that. Well, so if it is building as it hits land, I guess that would take it longer to fall apart as it moves overland, correct?
That's right. And we have hurricane warnings all the way up to just about the Shreveport area because it is going to take some time for this to wind down. And you know, I go back to Hurricane Michael. It strengthened up until landfall and then carried on as a Category 3 hurricane all the way into Georgia, over 300 miles away from the coast. They were seeing the same devastation as what they were seeing basically at the coast, at least from the winds. So, you know, these things cannot be played with. If you are inland, it's not just that storm surge along the coast. We're talking 30 miles inland that this storm surge is going to push up the bayous and creeks and rivers and inlets, and then you add in the possible 130-mile-per-hour winds over Cameron and Calcasieu Parish, it is not a good recipe right now.
Now, I know we are under a tornado watch until 9 o'clock. We have already had tornadoes ahead of the storm.
Yeah, and that's going to continue. You know, one of the biggest things that people forget about with these storms, the tornado. Possibilities, especially in those outer bands. And it has just been tornado warning after tornado warning ever since this first band has moved on shore. It's now up into Evangeline and St. Landry parishes, and it's going to keep working its way towards Repeats Parish there and Avoyelles. But certainly we're going to be watching for more of these tornado warnings throughout the night, but it almost gets lost in the coverage of everything else that's going on with the hurricane. I mean, how do you cover tornado warnings, flash flood warnings, storm surge, and wind all at the same time?
Well, we're going to stay in touch with you. Obviously, after 4 o'clock, we'll get the 4 o'clock update. And then throughout the evening, we'll rely on you, Adam, and Storm Team 15 to keep us updated. And we will have updates here as well. We certainly appreciate it. Try to get some rest. I guess later on in the evening, you'll be back on camera, I guess, what did you say, sometime like 11 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, I'm probably going to be back in helping Jason out with the landfall of during the landfall of Laura later on tonight. So probably 11 o'clock going through midnight, and then through the morning time, you can watch me there.
Well, thanks for all you do for us here at Big 102.1. Stay safe. We appreciate you.